innercitygeeks.net.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome to the InterCity Geeks Podcast. Steve here. And this is episode 293. And joining me today, I got Brian.
What's up?
I'm chilling, dude. How you doing, man?
I'm good. I think I finally kicked this cold's ass.
Yes. It's a good thing. Kicking ass is a great thing. Especially at the end of another crazy-ass month.
Yeah.
Yay, no more April. Now we got May. Mayday, mayday. Mayday, mayday.
Yeah.
Yeah. So fun. So exciting. So what's going on, man? How you been? How's the week been treating you?
The week's been treating me all right, I guess. I mean, you know, just another week of apartment hunting and fun stuff.
Yay. That's always good. That's always good. Apartment hunting is always the best thing to do when you're free. I don't know if you can tell the sarcasm, but yeah, it's
there. I can tell.
Okay, good. Good. I'm glad you can tell. I'm glad you can notice.
Yeah.
People tend to say that sometimes I just sound like I'm being sarcastic all the time. So I'm like, oh, I guess. Yeah. Fun times, man. Fun times. Have you watched anything good this week?
Fun times indeed. Yeah, I believe I have. So we're recording this on Friday. So Thursday, my wife was out at a work function, and so my wife. So I watched two out of the three Fallen movies because they're both on Netflix.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I've seen them a few times, you know, especially the first one.
Yeah.
And like later today, I'll find the third one. It's not on Netflix, but you know, I could always just get on Kodi.
Right, of course.
And I've seen that like twice. But they're fun, mindless popcorn movies.
Absolutely. Very mindless. Don't go in expecting anything other than just like, oh, right. Yeah.
Other than just like Gerard Butler kicking ass.
Yeah, exactly.
So aside from that, what else did I watch this week? I finally got to watch Uncharted.
How is that? Because I have been meaning to watch it. I haven't watched it yet.
It's goofy in all the best ways possible.
Okay.
I mean, as an Uncharted fan, it was weird Mark Wahlberg not having the mustache as Sully.
Right.
But you know, you just basically played Mark Wahlberg in the entire movie.
Yeah, which it's funny because he tends to do that in most of his movies.
Yeah. So I watched that. It's fun. Tom Holland was terrific. You know, like it's nice to see him not Spider-Man for once.
Of course, yeah.
You know, although he still kind of had the Spider-Man thing going.
Yeah, but that's in a way he's kind of typecasted as that no matter where he goes.
In a way, yeah. He was great as Drake. They kind of took parts of the third game and some of the fourth game and blended it and made their own story. Okay. I mean, I hope it gets a sequel because it did break that video game movie curse.
Okay.
And actually, I remember it doing severely well in the box office, despite like, you know, theaters not being really anything fully open, special.
Right, yeah.
Right. Because it came out in February of this year. So like theaters are like just really starting to see a boom again. So movie was good, solid, like B+, A-.
Okay.
Couple of post-credit scenes, which sets up the sequel if there is one.
Okay.
Which I'd be excited for because being a fan of the franchise, you know, I've been playing those games for like 2 years. You know, pretty much
replaying those games for 2 years.
Over and over, exactly.
But that's the good thing about those games, that they do have a lot of replayability.
Oh, 100% they do. It's always like the games I go to when like I just want to play something deep and just get lost in the story.
Oh yeah.
Aside from all that, I ended up watching Four Brothers on Netflix for the first time in a couple of years.
Oh yeah, for sure. That's a good one to watch.
That was I forgot that was John Singleton who did that movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, rest in power to John Singleton. He was a hell of a director.
Word.
And then, you know, just a lot of Sesame Street, like normal.
Of course, yeah. Typical, yeah.
Typical
dad shit.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm still watching Ultimate Spider-Man on Disney.
Of course.
Which, I forgot how good that animated series was.
It's fucking great. It's actually really damn good. So if you guys mm-hmm. haven't watched Ultimate Spider-Man on the Disney Plus now, check that shit out.
It was a couple of seasons. I think it was like 4 seasons total.
Uh-huh.
You know, it was Spider-Man at like his rookie stages, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's high school based, but it that's not the main element of the story.
Right. There's a lot more to it.
Yeah, like, and it was fucking Brian Michael Bendis was behind it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and like it had a pretty solid voice cast.
Yeah, this is the one that he winds up recruiting a whole team for him, pretty much, right?
Yeah, this is the one that he has Power Man and Iron Fist and Nova and what's her name? White Tiger.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So like, and what's really cool too? Well, first off, Fury is voiced by the legend himself, Chi McBride.
Oh yeah.
And Coulson is voiced by fucking Clark Gregg.
Of course. Yeah, that's like his character. You can't have somebody else play him.
No.
Yeah.
And I like it when
it's kind of like Stanley. Kind of like Stan. Like he's kind of like Stanley. Like you can't have Stanley cameo without Stanley.
Pretty much. And what I like is that whenever Thor is on it, he always calls Coulson son of Cole.
Of course. Yeah.
So yeah, I've been watching that. And that's pretty much it. You know, and I'm going to be reviewing again starting after we record this episode because Diamond Select sent me a nice little care package.
Oh, a fantastic fucking care package, dude.
Mm-hmm. So I got like 9 items that are getting reviewed this week.
Oh, so much good.
Yeah, it's so nuts. Awesome.
Yeah,
very nice. And I currently have the main... The one that's going to start it all posed on the laptop at the moment.
Nice.
Yeah, dude. Him with his guitar and everything.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
There you go. I like it.
Oh.
Oh, pretty.
Yay, Eric Draven.
Eric Draven. Yeah, and like, I mean, I'll dive into it more when I do the review of it, but like, there's so much behind that movie. Like, it was supposed to be a 3-picture deal.
Yeah.
You know, he died at 28.
Sad shit, dude.
It's sad shit. And, like, I didn't know this, but Michael Massey, who played Funboy, actually has been dead since, like, 2016.
What?
Yeah.
I did not know that either. Holy shit.
And there's so much guilt. Like, he carried so much guilt over killing Brandon Lee. Because, like, he fired the fateful round. And, you know, no, it's guns and movies, man. It's fucking,
Yeah, it's
and we're talking
it's an unfortunate accident.
Yeah, and we're talking nearly 30 years since from this one to what happened with Rust.
Jeez.
Yeah, although that's a whole fucking another story.
That's a long fucking time though.
Yeah, 1994. It's one drop. So you figure 90. Dude. So you figure, yeah, he died in 94. so. Yeah, aside from also being 28 and was set to get married right after the movie wrapped, which is another tragic tale.
What?
That's why when it's dedicated to Brandon and Eliza, Eliza was his fiance.
Gotcha. That makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. Because for the longest time, I'm like, who's Eliza? You know, and there was like the stories of like, oh, the actress who played Shelley died too. And it's like, no, that was his girlfriend. So. Yeah, you pretty much watch the entire Crow movie on YouTube in just clips.
Oh yeah, yeah, because there's so much you know, mm-hmm. clip worthy stuff in there. He's like, oh, like, yeah, it's good.
The one thing I only literally found out like 2 days ago was one of the main body doubles
mm-hmm.
was somebody that will. We'd know later on in life. Chad Stahelski.
Really?
Yeah. So, for those of you listening that don't know the name, Chad Stahelski was Keanu Reeves' stunt double in the Matrix movies, and then later would be the director of John Wick.
Mm-hmm.
So, mm-hmm. he was Brandon Lee's body double for most of that film.
That's crazy, dude.
Yeah. How did I not know that?
Yeah, but you know what it is? It's the fact that like you tend not to look back at things like that. You tend not to be like, yeah. Oh yeah, let's see who let's like, oh yeah, I like what they do, and like, okay, this is cool, mm-hmm. this is cool. But you're like, oh yeah, sometimes you don't think about what they've done before,
right?
And then you're like, hmm. And then when you start to dive into it, you're like, holy shit, this happened, and this person, and they've done so much other shit. You're like, shit.
Oh, yeah.
There's so definitely. Much more to dive into.
Yeah. And what's sad about this whole thing is that multiple people got hurt on that set.
Yeah.
They called it the Curse of the Crow. So multiple people got injured. Like one lighting tech got severely burnt.
That's fun.
Yeah. And then of course they would lose their star within like less than a week. But they chose to finish the movie and give us a proper send off.
Yeah.
You know,
that even though they only got so much footage with him, they actually mm-hmm. made it work.
They made it work. It was a lot of memorable cult classic moments in that film.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
You know, and like, yeah, and also one of the best soundtracks of the 90s.
Yeah,
like I
see, but also at that time in the 90s, movies actually did have really good damn soundtracks.
It's true, and I can't tell you how many times I was like lost playing that album, just
mm-hmm.
drawing. Back when I used to draw, it's like I'd be lost in the paper and the pencil yeah. with that playing. I mean, and it introduced me to so many bands too, like The Cure and Nine Inch Nails, and you know, yep. and fucking Stone Temple Pilots. Like
mm-hmm.
whether I listen to those bands now or whatever, it at least introduced me to that style.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, and that soundtrack was just dope as fuck. But you know, it can't rain all the time. That's pretty much been my week, aside from, you know, not being sick anymore, which is good.
Fuck yeah, that's a good thing, dude. It's a great thing. Yeah, as for me, this past week, of course I've been doing my research for Suplex City Geeks.
Mm-hmm.
I've been watching a lot of the wrestling and stuff. I'm not gonna go into it too much. But a couple things that I did watch. The first episode of We Own the City on HBO Max. That is really fucking good. The first episode, of course, it's kind of slow, but it is very, like it's just like most HBO shows in which the first episode builds the story.
Yeah.
And being that it's only a 6-episode series.
And I was trying to watch that the other night, but like my HBO is being a dick and like giving playback error.
Oh, fucking bitches.
Yeah. It's like, I don't get it. It's like big budget streaming sites like Disney Plus and Netflix. I'm sorry, Disney Plus and HBO have shittier load time than Netflix does. Like, I shouldn't have to wait 20 minutes to fucking continue where I was watching in the fucking Batman.
Yeah. That's one thing that I haven't sat and continued to watch is Batman.
I got like.
I think I'm going to do it this week, but we'll see.
But go on.
Yes. I also started watching The Wire.
Okay. Well, I mean, it makes sense. It makes sense because We Own the City is by the creators of The Wire, if I'm not mistaken.
It's from the creators of The Wire. It also takes place in Baltimore, which is where
The Wire took place.
We Own the City takes place as well, yeah. Mm. And it's really fucking good. And also, like, seeing younger versions of people that we've seen in a lot of shit now.
Mm.
Like, there are 2 or 3 characters or actors that have played in The Walking Dead on this show.
Oh, yeah.
Also, Wilson Fisk's dad is in this show, too.
Okay.
That, I'm like, oh, shit, okay. And it's a really good fucking show. It's very well written. Very well written. And I'm excited to get through the whole thing and actually watch the whole fucking 5 seasons.
Because it's like one of those HBO shows that was like ahead of its time.
Absolutely. Just like most HBO shows tend to be.
Well, especially older shows, like because like that came out around the same time as Oz.
Yep.
And Oz was
dark. Oz was insanely dark.
You know, as it should be. Because like Oz, it was literally the entirety of the thing was in a prison.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the backstories behind what, like, why said people were in jail.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the first thing I've ever seen J.K. Simmons in was Oz, where he played Schillinger.
Same here. Yep. Him and Mayhem. And we see him in the fucking commercials now. Yep.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. And then this dude fucking his brother is now, he's a director now. It's fucking great. It's good shit, dude. There's a lot of good shit that came out of those I'm gonna say like early 90s, well late 90s, early 2000s HBO shows. Not really that one. And then also I forgot to mention that this past week I actually got to work a concert again at the stadium. Really fucking fun. Something that I was not expecting because one, I am not a fan of country music. Never really been a fan of country music at all. And I got to work the Kenny Chesney concert this past weekend. And like I said, it was really fucking fun.
Nice.
It was a hell of a fucking show. Every single performer on it was really damn good. I only heard about three songs from the entire time that everybody played. Because, of course, you hear random shit, like, in stores or on the radio sometimes. Like, if you're scrolling through and stuff, you hear certain things.
Mm-hmm.
But it's nothing that I ever really gave a fuck about and be like, oh, yeah, I'm going to listen to this because I like this. No, never, 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 ever, ever never have I ever thought of like, oh yeah, I'm gonna listen to country because it's just not my thing. But overall, the concert was really damn good.
Good.
Yeah, every single band like poured their fucking heart out, dude. They really knew how to perform. Mostly because this was the first Kenny Chesney concert in the last 4 years. So pre-COVID or post-COVID, they haven't done anything. So this is their first show in 4 years that they've done anything. Because they had something set for like 3 years ago. Then they postponed it, and then of course all the COVID stuff happened. So
right.
all the people that were at the show had previously bought tickets for that show. So the show was sold out. 60,000 seats.
Jesus.
60,000 seats. 60,000 people were in the fucking stadium. Going crazy. It was really damn good. And props to them, dude. Like, they were really damn good. I was thoroughly surprised. And I kind of see why, you know, they are at like the top of their game. Like, country music is, of course, one of those genres that, you know, transcend a lot of things. And it's one of the highest selling, you know, artists out there. It's really damn good. Other than, you know, of course, pop music and shit.
Of course.
But it was really damn good. It was really fun. I had a fun time. There was this one dude that I saw state troopers drag out of the scene, which is fucking crazy good. It was fun. Because of course, you know, liquor was in his system.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people are pre-gaming before, so they're tailgating mm-hmm. before the show.
Mm-hmm.
And this dude came in because I was working the they called it the sandbar.
Okay.
Essentially, the sandbar was the pit.
Yeah.
So I was at the opening of the pit, the opening and the exit of the pit or whatever. And this one dude, of course, cause like where I'm standing, like I'm standing at the entrance, and then there's a cop that's on the right, you know, next to me, that is working the main exit and entrance that's to the backstage area, and we're not okay. letting anybody in that area unless you have a specific badge.
Mm-hmm.
And the cop was there, and she was you know, she was talking shit with the dude, because the dude was, he just kept talking shit to her, and at one point apparently somebody started playing, and he was mad at the officer for whatever the fuck she was doing, or, you know, of course he's drunk. So I'm like, I get it, whatever. So as he starts to walk away with his girlfriend, he points at the cop like he's gonna do something to her. So it's kind of like you're threatening a cop,
right?
So at that point, of course, that you have a cop there. But also at this event, there were state troopers right next to him. So, like, literally right next to me and the cop, there were five state troopers that, as soon as they saw him pointing his finger and walking away from her, they were like, all right, cool, let's go. And they walked over to the dude, and he started to, you know, to get tough. All five of them then grabbed him up and dragged him out.
That's great.
And it was fucking epic. Like, after they all came back, I gave them all the pound. Like, yo, you guys are fucking great. Because, yo, like, it could have gotten a whole lot worse. He could have been completely belligerent and he gotten done some stupid shit on like in the pit for people.
But also, like, don't point your finger at a cop.
Yeah.
In a
in an angry fashion,
an angry like demeanor.
Yeah, don't do that. You don't do that for anybody. Because if you could have done that on the street, somebody could have fucking shot you, dude.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, like, oh, you're threatening me? Yeah, no, don't do that. Don't fucking do that. But yeah, it was like I said, it was a really good show. It was really fun. I had a great time. Never thought I'd say I was gonna have a great time at a country concert. Because of course, like I said, like you guys know, like I don't listen to anything that comes anywhere near country. If anything, it's pretty much the complete opposite.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it was fun. It was fun. It was really good. It was really damn good. But before we get into the geek shit, got some sad shit that happened this week. Actually, happened earlier today or so, right?
Yeah, earlier today, Friday morning.
Yeah, we got news that Neil Adams, the guy that's done so many fucking comics in it, has pretty much formed a lot of what we watch and what we look at today.
He created Ra's al Ghul.
Yeah, he created Ra's al Ghul. He's done a ton of Batman shit. He's done, what is it like? Green Hornet, the Green Lantern, not the Green Hornet, but the Green Lantern.
Mm-hmm.
He did a X-Men run, did Superman. He did so much fucking shit. Unfortunately, he passed today at the age of 80. It's really fucking sad, dude.
Yeah. This sucks. Like every podcast we've done this year, it's pretty much just been reporting.
Yeah, man. It's sad, dude.
Right? We fucking Scott Hall, Taylor Hawkins, fucking Bob Saget.
Yeah.
Now Neil Adams, and I'm sure there's like 10 more people in between.
Yeah, for sure. That's unfortunately, yeah, it's sad shit, dude.
Yeah.
Real sad shit. Yeah, but he's had like a hell of a fucking run.
Mm-hmm.
Kudos to fucking Neil Adams. It's sad that he's gone.
It's gonna be weird not seeing him sitting in booths.
Yeah, dude. I remember the first time I saw him at a booth. I was like, "Hey, I've read a lot of your shit." And he's like, "Yeah, you have."
I never got to meet him, but like I'll always remember like Roman Comic Con here in New York, and like he'll always be at like the comic book booth.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know he had a store.
Yeah.
And one of my friends actually knows a guy that was close with him because he worked at his store.
Mm-hmm.
And so like it just sucked.
Yeah, it sucks.
I mean, he was 80, you know, he lived a long life, but it's just like
hell of a fucking run.
Throw that man in a Lazarus pit, please. You know.
As long as he doesn't go crazy, that's all that matters, right?
Yeah, as long as he doesn't go crazy.
Yeah.
We don't need a Red Hood situation.
Yeah, no. That's not something that's worth it. No Red Hood situation. No. But yeah, rest in peace, Neil Adams, dude. Really sad fucking shit, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very fucking sad. But I guess it's time to get into some geek shit.
Let's get into let's be happy and get into geek shit.
Yes, let's get happy. And one thing that actually made me super fucking happy. We love the Spider-Mans. And we know that they've been doing a bunch of different spin-offs of it. But what I know that I wasn't expecting this. I know you weren't expecting this.
Mm-mm.
But we got news that Bad Bunny is going to be playing El Muerto in a Spider-Man spin-off series. Or not series, but movie.
Right.
This is fucking exciting, dude, because El Muerto, he was a luchador that basically Peter Parker fought him before he became Spider-Man, really. And this is going to be really fucking interesting. Because I want to see what they're going to do with this. We know that Bad Bunny's been doing a lot of acting, of course. He also has been doing a lot of wrestling. He was at WrestleMania last year. He came in the Royal Rumble this year.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of shows you that he's kind of taking his role seriously as well, because he is playing technically another luchador, a super powered wrestler.
Yeah.
And it's, I'm down for this, dude.
I'm down.
And he'll also be the first Latin superhero.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited to see this.
Because I know he's going to be in that movie later this year with Brad Pitt.
Yes. And that movie looks awesome too.
It does. But I looked at it, I was like, is that Bad Bunny? And I was like, oh shit.
Yeah, it is.
So like, kudos for him for like, you know, branching out and actually succeeding in other aspects of a career.
Yeah, because he's not just Emmy, like Grammy nominee. He's actually a Grammy Award winner.
Yeah.
To actually going from actual music to the sport of professional wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
Doing really good at that too.
Right. You surprised me both times.
Yeah. So then jumping over, getting away from, well, kind of getting away from the physicalities of wrestling and going into acting, even though technically he is being a wrestler here too.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to see what he's going to do. I want to see how he does it, how he brings the character to life. What kind of accent is he going to use? Is he? it's going to be cool. I'm excited to see what he's going to do with it.
Yeah, me too.
Like, I'm a fan. I'm a fan of his music. I'm a fan of his acting. I'm a fan of his wrestling. So, I'm a fan. I'm a fan. I want to see where he goes. I want to see what he does. It's going to be pretty cool. Very exciting to me. There's some other news. We enjoyed the fuck out of Boba Fett season one.
We enjoyed it when it was The Mandalorian.
Right. I enjoyed it all the way through. It was fun. I liked the hell out of it. We got news that Samuel L. Jackson is going to be reprising his role in season two as Mace Windu. That's fucking cool.
Mm-hmm. Because he kept saying Mace Windu's not dead.
Yeah. I am so fucking ready for this.
Mm-hmm.
I fucking love Samuel L. Jackson.
Who doesn't? First off.
And I'm excited for what he's going to be doing in Secret Invasion, coming somewhat in the near future. But the fact that he's going to be reprising his role as Mace Windu, who was cut pretty short, lived very very short lived in the prequel series.
Yeah.
And for them to bring him back and actually have a little bit more of a role now, it's kind of exciting. I'm glad that he's back. And I want to see where he's going to go. What they're going to do. What kind of adventures is he going to go on?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. Also makes me wonder, like, yo, like, how deep are they going to go? How deep are they going to go into his lore, into his story? What are they going to tell us that we haven't seen yet?
I feel like they're doing their best to retcon those prequels.
Yeah. That doesn't surprise me.
Because the prequels had their moments where they were good, but they were so rushed and so edited.
Yeah.
You know, and then now you have people that actually care about the franchise.
Yeah. See, yeah. One thing about the prequels is that there was more bad than good in the prequels.
Oh, 100%.
Like, there were good chunks that can be taken out and made into one film.
Mm-hmm.
That can discard so much other of the negative of the three.
Yeah.
And
I know with like Attack of the Clones, the deleted scenes, there was like an hour's worth of deleted footage of just Anakin and Padme on Naboo.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
And it's like, why do we care?
Yeah. Why did they film so much of that?
Because they're in a beautiful area in Italy. It's like, we don't care.
Yeah, no, nobody gives a fuck.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, no, nobody gives a fucking shit. But hopefully, you know, we get more of what we want or what we need.
Mm-hmm.
Especially now that, you know, things are getting better that we kind of see happening. And then some other cool shit that's it pretty much falls into the Star Wars cinematic universe, or, you know, the Lucasfilms-y type stuff. They've been kind of dealing with a lot of new writers and stuff, and one of the new creative consultants for Lucasfilms has been doing the Star Wars comics as of late. And that's Charles Soule, who's a great fucking writer.
Mm-hmm.
He's been doing a lot of good shit. And especially not just a lot of good shit, but a lot of shit that is technically falls into the whole Star Wars world now. That falls into canon. And it's stuff that have basically formed what we know of as of now and towards the future. Because of course they've been trying to retcon a lot of the old shit and bringing in a bunch of new stuff to make sense for the stories that are to come. So it's good that they're trying to balance everything out and make it all seem right towards the future. So I'm super excited for this. Again, super excited.
Absolutely.
To have Charles Soule as the one of the creative consultants for Lucasfilms. It's really fucking dope. It's really fucking cool. And then to go on to more Star Wars stuff. One series that we've been looking forward to, because we enjoyed the fuck out of Rogue One. The fact that they originally had talks of an Andor series, which is a series that basically happens on Andor. So, what were we expecting? I don't know what we were expecting, but we do know that Diego Luna, not Diego, what is it? Was it Diego Luna?
Yeah,
reprising his role from Rogue One. And the original thoughts were like, oh yeah, we're going to have 5 seasons of this. And then they were looking at it and they were like, yeah, I think we can condense this all into 3. So yeah, we may, instead of getting 5, we may be getting 3 seasons of Andor. And I'm all down for it, dude. I'm
good. Down for it too. Just like, I mean, 5 might too, 5 seasons might be too many.
Right.
You don't want it to drag out.
Yeah. Exactly. You don't want it to drag the story too long and just make it like one of those stories where you're just like, cut it just a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to be good. So I'm excited for this, dude. It's going to be cool because for those that don't know, he was a bit of a spy back then. I'm assuming this is going to be before Rogue One.
So yeah, it's going to have to be.
Yeah, because of course, obviously, we know that, you know. Spoilers.
Right, I was gonna say it's, Rogue One. it's certainly not a Rogue One sequel.
Yeah,
they all dead.
Yeah, exactly. All died. But this is exciting, man. This is exciting. Cassian Andor coming back for a prequel series to Andor, to Rogue One. Give it to me. I want it. I fucking want it because this looks fucking cool. Sounds cool.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds great to see how this is all going to tie into the lore that we've grown to love for years.
Yeah.
I'm excited for it, dude, for sure. Then we got some sad news outside of, you know, the Star Wars stuff. But continuing with comic book stuff that became TV stuff that became spin-offs, we know that The Walking Dead has been around for such a long time. And there were two beloved characters on the show that led into having a prequel. Or not a prequel, but a spin-off series. And we're talking about, Carol and Daryl have their spin-off. But unfortunately, Carol was like, I'm out of here. I don't want to do this.
Yeah. Yeah, Melissa McBride chose to not be part of it. So I wonder what the hell happened.
Yeah. Could it have been because of shitty fanboys that were, you know, being assholes about it?
I don't know. Or could it be like she's been playing this character for fucking an eternity and she wants to take a break?
Yeah. Yeah. I totally get it. Because honestly, like, if I've been playing the same role for like fucking last, what, 10 years pretty much? 11 years?
Mm-hmm.
I'd want to try something else. I'd want to try something different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, maybe she just wants time off.
Yeah, probably. Maybe she's like, give me a vacation.
Yeah, maybe she's like, you know what? I've been slaying zombies for the last decade. I need to take a break.
Yeah, yeah. I'm tired of seeing all of these fucking monsters everywhere.
I mean, and we'll of course be grateful that they made her character like a fierce, strong woman versus like the mm-hmm. broken housewife.
Yeah, that she was in the beginning, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, plus truthfully, her character should have been killed off in the first like two seasons.
Mm-hmm.
Because in the book, it's actually around the time of the prison.
Yeah.
Where she basically was so like distraught by, she tried to like sleep with Rick, I think, and like she hugs a zombie and she's like, you'll love me, right? Mm-hmm. And she like lets herself get eaten. So considering that she should have died by season four, you know, it's crazy with that show too. They totally skipped over an entire town.
Yeah.
Like, from what I remember, it was like they found this like this town, and you couldn't see what was written on the wall because mm-hmm. the snowbank, and they lived there for some period, and then the snow melted, and it was like do not enter, zombies or some shit.
Nice.
And like yeah, and so they skipped over an entire town.
Yeah, I guess you know what it is. It's probably the fact that they're just like, yeah, we don't want to wait for all that shit. Let's just keep the story going.
Because like, I mean, the town should have been before the prison.
Yeah, yeah,
but
it should have. But yeah, they still oh, yeah. even though they strayed away from the story, they had a lot of shit to stray away from the story anyway. So
They had enough content to like milk the series for a decade.
Oh yeah, for sure. They had so much shit fucked up for mm-hmm. to do, and then adding other characters and adding other people to the show.
Yeah,
was pretty cool.
So like,
which was what made it even better for you know,
mm-hmm.
for the show.
But yeah, I mean, so I guess maybe he'll be able to scrap the series and have him join Negan and Maggie in that spinoff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because at this point, like, do we really want to see just
Daryl? Just
Daryl by himself? I don't know. It's not. There's not nothing against them.
He's a good actor. Against them at all. Yeah.
But yeah.
Or how about we just like forget The Walking Dead exists and have him play Ghost Rider?
Yeah, I'd much rather have that for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He would be an incredible Johnny Blaze.
Mm-hmm. He would be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Or even if they did, now that you know the multiverse is happening, the multiverse of madness. Bring him and fucking Nick Cage at the same time. Alternate universes. Both versions. Bring him.
Well, I would say bring him, bring dude from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and Nick Cage. And have like the three different Ghost Riders from like the animated back in the day.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Bring that, and then you could also bring the girl Ghost Rider too.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Bring them all. Bring them all. I'm down for it all.
From slaying zombies to showing people the bad that they did.
Yeah, pretty much.
the pain of a billion.
Oh the vengeance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like it. Then some other news. We've been highly anticipating the live action Netflix version of Avatar: The Last Airbender. Of course, mostly because the movie was not that good. It was one of the. I think I saw it earlier this week that it was the worst rated movie ever on like Rotten Tomatoes or something like that.
Oh Jesus!
Yeah, it was on the like on the TV or something like when I was in the break room or whatever. They were like, "Yeah, this was one of the worst rated movies of all time." Kind of like. Like Razzie's worthy type shits, but which I get it, dude, because it wasn't that good. But we know that we're getting the live action, Avatar: Last Airbender series, and they finally casted Roku, who was Aang's master pretty much in The Last Airbender. And the dude that's playing it is C.S. Lee, who we've seen previously in Dexter, True Detective, and something that I personally haven't watched is Apple TV's For All Mankind.
Mm.
But this dude is really damn good. He's a good damn actor. So I'm excited to see what he's going to do with... as Roku, because I'm down for it, dude. I'm already excited for the show. And then to bring a dude that actually, you know, has some acting chops. I want to see where he goes. What do you think, Brian?
I'm gonna skip it because I'm not really an anime guy.
Okay, that's fair. I'll take it. Yeah, but I want to see where they're gonna go with this and where it's gonna go, where how it's gonna compare to the show, and how it's all gonna fall into place now that it's not in the hands of it's a twist. M. Night Shyamalan. Yeah, no more twists, hopefully. But then some. I guess the final piece for the week. I love The Quiet Place. Did you enjoy the Quiet Place, Brian? And also the sequel.
I love The Quiet. I have yet to see the sequel.
Okay. So,
but I love the I love the whole concept.
Yes, it's a fantastic fucking concept. I love the first one. I love the second one. But we got news that we're getting a prequel of A Quiet Place, which is very interesting because, of course, you know, we kind of got a glimpse of it in part two, in how they kind of show how things started or whatever, but it dives back into the future again. But we're getting a whole new movie. It's going to be called Day One, and it's going to pretty much follow the very beginnings of how all these monsters first invaded Earth. And that I'm super down for. Because, of course, you know, it's good shit. All, of course, done by Jonathan Krasinski. Or John Krasinski. And he's fucking good. He did the first two.
Oh, yeah.
He's fucking great at it. And he's going to continue to do it, too.
That's great.
And I'm super down for it. I like where this is going. Like, I love how he did... both of them are really damn good. So, I'm down for it, dude. This is going to be supposedly for 2025. But it's just weird because they're calling it A Quiet Place 3. But, even though it's a prequel. But, of course, they probably got a stupid name for it. Day One, probably. Hopefully, like we said, Day One probably is going to be the name of it. But, we'll see. We'll see. Well, are we going to get fucking Emily Blunt in this again? Please.
It would be nice.
Yeah, it would be nice. I fucking love them really well, the first two. And of course, John Krasinski. He's fucking good too. But hopefully, probably not, because he may or may not be fucking Mr. Fantastic by then. But we'll see. We'll see.
We'll see indeed.
Yeah. But, I think that pretty much wraps it up for this week. What do you think, Brian? You have anything to add?
Yeah. No. I think that's about it.
Okay. Nice and sweet. Yeah, we got like a good, you know, almost a whole hour. And that's fine. That's fine because, you know,
that's what we did. It was just enough news.
Yeah, just enough news to get us by for the week. So make sure you guys go to innercitygeeks.net where we got all the bunch of stuff. So, of course, we got this show. We also have our other show, which is Suplex City Geeks, where we talk about nothing but the wrestlings.
And boy, do we have a fun one for you on
this Oh, week. Yeah, yeah. This next week is going to be, it's going to be a slobber knocker. I fucking love saying that, dude. Fucking JR, dude.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. But yeah, we're going to have a really good show for the next episode, which is coming out tomorrow as of the recording.
But, and if you don't listen to it, you are cursed.
Yeah. You will be cursed. You will be cursed. But yeah, we got that. We also got a Brights of J Presents over there. We also got It's Poppin', the Inner City Geeks, a webcomic, First Watch, Turntable,
Manga Time, Anime World,
Manga Time, Anime World. Yep, comics all the time. All those, the original ICGPW Slamcast,
and its whole like 7-episode glory.
pretty soon, we will have more episodes of Suplex City Geeks. So we'll see how that all works out. It's gonna be good. It's gonna be good. It's gonna be fun. We got a whole bunch of random shit over there, so go check out the regular stuff over there on innercitygeeks.net. And then we also have links to some pretty cool damn-ass places that you can get some pretty cool damn-ass shit. Of course, we have links to Fight TV, where you can watch a lot of fucking fights, whether it's UFC or wrestlings or some boxings and stuff. Find a bunch of shit on fucking Fight TV. So go click on that stuff and it'll take you to where you gotta go. Whether it's free stuff or there's pay-per-views on there, there's a lot of stuff you can watch. In a few weeks, we're gonna get Impact's what is it? Under Siege, which is going to be pretty cool. Also, you could rewatch a bunch of the pay-per-views. You could watch this past week's Tyson Fury UFC match. You can find that on there. Tons of stuff you can watch over on Fight TV. So go click on that link, and it'll take you to where you gotta go. Yeah, that's. Then we also got a Sideshow Collectibles, because we enjoy toys. Because toys are awesome. Because why the fuck not, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're adults, but we get to play with toys too. It's not just for the children anymore.
We like fucking toys.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But yes, we enjoy the toys. So go check that out. Go check out Sideshow Collectibles. They got a lot of cool shit over there. Some expensive, some not so expensive, but it's really good shit. And then we got links to Amazon, where you can get your first month free of Amazon Prime. Because, of course, you know, there's a lot of good shit on Amazon. We fucking love Amazon, so go check that out. Click the link, get your first month free of Amazon Prime, or you can just click the link and just go buy stuff on Amazon like usual.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Go do that, and then there's a Sideshow, So Sick Clothing Company. And it's SOESIC clothing.co. And you type in Inner City Geeks and you get 15% off of your entire purchase. Cause we like discounts and shit. Cheers, how know I do. So check out So Sick Clothing. Then there's also links to Beard Octane. Get some beardly goodness. Of course, we have some luxurious beards here. And if you go to Beard Octane and you type in ICD-10, you get 10% off your entire purchase. Enough to cover your taxes and stuff, because, of course, you know, fuck taxes. But unfortunately, we got to do it. But yeah, 10% off your entire fucking purchase. Go do that. Get your beardly goodness on. Get some oils, get some balms, get some butters. Make your beard look nice. So do that. Then there's a link to CBDMD, because of course sometimes we need something to get the edge off. And when you go to CBDMD, you got a lot of good stuff over there. You got tinctures, you got lotions and stuff, all CBD stuff. Really good CBD shit. So check out that. And you can listen to the show on SoundCloud, on Stitcher Radio, Google Podcast. But the best place to listen to is on motherfucking Spotify. We love fucking Spotify. So go do that. Then you can find the show on the socials. You can find us on thefacyspace.com/InnerCityGeeks, on Instagram at InnerCityGeeks, on Twitter at InnerCityGeeks. And we can find you, sir.
You could find me currently setting up my review station for next.
Review station.
You can, of course, check me out on Instagram and Twitter, both Bright2J Presents. You can go to Bright2JPresents.com, and there'll be links to all my, you know, fun goodness, including my YouTube channel, Bright2J Presents. Yeah. So please like, comment, share, and subscribe. And, yeah, peace.
Hell yeah. And then you guys can find me on the Instagram and Twitter at Mr. Jackal, MisterJackal. And that pretty much wraps it up for this week. So thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for sharing. Thank you guys for taking time to actually pay attention to us. Just talk our geekly goodness like we do every week. We appreciate you. We appreciate everything you do for us. Thank you guys so much. And don't be a dick. But always remember, let the geeks shall inherit the earth.